Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Bet $100 and get $100 at WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast's Final Four Watch Party. April 1st at 7:30 p.m., SGP will be at the Ice House in L.A., so come hang out with the crew. All the info at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse. Hello and welcome to the Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network here. I'm your host, Ryan Gower, coming to you on a Tuesday night here for a small Wednesday two-game slate. We've got some other stuff planned for you. With me tonight is my co-host, Joel Meyer. How are we doing tonight, Professor?
Professor, yeah. Doing well here. Sun's bright and shining, but I'm not doing well, actually. It's coming after that crazy weekend that we had, one of the wildest in the whole calendar year when it comes to sports. It was a bit of a boring night last night and kind of boring today, too. Just looking forward to more of the same going forward. But the Oilers and the Sharks did their best for compensating for the lack of excitement, I guess, with that game. Erik Karlsson doing his thing. Scoring two goals, assisting on another, I think, and then totally bailing on the 3-on-3, letting Darnell Nurse get away on a breakaway to get the Oilers the win. That was an interesting game to fulfill an otherwise tedious night.
Yeah, that was a crazy finisher. I had Oilers team total over 4 and over 4.5, but in regulation, so it was 4-4 going to overtime. I was like, fuck it, Oilers are winning this. I put a live bet on the Oilers. Wild, absolutely wild overtime. Both teams had premier chances, but I think Nurse went 5-hole to win it there. Jack Campbell, I think, started. Did Campbell play the whole game there for Edmonton?
Yeah, I think so. I only saw the last two periods, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so hopefully Stuart Skinner is better for them in the playoffs for their sake. Some mild upsets tonight. I think our Flyers beat the Panthers.
Mild upsets. There were a lot of upsets today.
There were, right? Blue Jackets beat the Capitals. My dog, the Wild, beat the Devils, Preds. Dogs are like, what, 6-1? I saw someone in the Discord said.
Yeah, Thunder Noodle out there giving the stats.
Only favorites, the Bruins, who were huge favorites on the money line, or on the puck line even.
Yeah, I had the Sens at like +257, and they were the only dog that lost in the first window there. But whatever. It's been not a great night, but we move on.
Yeah, that's usually how she goes sometimes. We got the World Baseball Classic final going on right now, ninth inning. Japan is up 3-2, so I'm going to be reacting to that possibly. I did bet on Japan, so you can call me a traitor, but they're the better team. They should win. So hopefully they close it out with Ohtani on the mound. against Mike Trout coming up. Joel doesn't care about baseball, so I'm just extending this as long as possible. Make sure you're subscribed.
I heard that Ohtani didn't start. Was that right?
Well, no, Ohtani didn't start. They started a different guy. I think it was a bunch of pitchers just going together because the major league teams don't want him starting, throwing too many pitches so close.
Right. It's like a preseason for them.
Yeah, yes, correct. So big closing it out here. But yeah, make sure you're subscribed to the Hockey Gambling Podcast feed and turn on those auto downloads. You get the podcast episodes as soon as they are published. Get the bets in before the line moves. Get to all the new inside jokes there. And of course, get in the Discord. Speaking of inside jokes, sg.pn/Discord. We got a great community there, a great support system. So make sure you get in the Discord. If you're not, you're losing money, baby. All right, what else? You want to just kick it off with the games here and then do
I got a little funny story. I mean, Tuesday is a day where I usually eat my kebab. It's my usual lunch there on my lunch break. And that just reminded me that back in the day, maybe like 7-8 years ago, my brother was convinced, absolutely convinced, that the origins, the inventor of the kebab was from Halifax, from Nova Scotia, Eastern Canada, in the Maritimes. He was stationed out there when he was in the army, and he almost had me doubting myself because I knew it was like Turkey and Greece, that area that came up with it. But he was so convinced that it's the fucking Canadians, the Maritimers who came up with the kebab. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? But turns out we call them donairs over here, right? Because it comes from the doner kebab. So the Canadians out there, they call it donair. And so that was the source of all the confusion. So he owed me $10. I don't think he ever paid it, but yeah, if he wasn't so convinced of his argument, I'd make him pay a lot more. Fucking Blues, man. It's a big shootout here. We're sweating. Man, they're so good though. Definitely the highlight of my Tuesday.
Nice. Yeah, there was some news today, but I can't imagine you really have a strong take on it. Fanatics is replacing Adidas as the on-ice uniform outfitter. A lot of outrage because Fanatics is just horrible quality stuff. I know you don't really care about that type of stuff, but I figured bring it up anyway. See what you got.
Fuck, I don't know.
Nothing. All right. Fanatics is it's the company that has like NHL
NFL shop. The Philly mascot, isn't that?
Not the Philly Fanatic. Not the Philly Fanatics. Oh, okay. Fanatics with an F. Yeah, they're very, very low quality. They're going to take over from Adidas. NHL, all the major leagues pretty much go through them in the States. It kind of sucks.
Well, Adidas is the premier brand, so whatever it is, I'm sure it's trash compared to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Second thing I just saw here, more up your alley, is Jared Bednar got a 3-year extension. Thoughts on that?
Indeed, yeah. It was obviously a long time coming, I guess you could say. Winning the Stanley Cup will do that. Plus, also this year, he's been tremendous in terms of keeping the team afloat in spite of all the injuries, you know, getting the right guys in there, getting them playing hard. So, yeah. Oh, there's the Wings. Fuck off. All right. Yeah, but good news. Good news for Colorado there. Bednar, he's one of the better coaches in the NHL right now. He's proven that after he almost got fired. He maybe should have been fired, according to some of the fans at the time, after that historically bad season. I don't remember what year it was, 2016-ish, 2015, 2016, I think it was. And then Joe Sakic stuck with him and was rewarded for it because this guy is the real deal. And he deserves all that money he's going to get and the extra time with the team.
Yeah, I forgot he's been there for so long, and that was his first season. Now that I look into it, they had 48 points in that 2016-17 season. But yeah, since then they've just progressed and finally won it all. So yeah, good for the Avs locking up their guy there.
Well, he was also kind of handcuffed because Patrick Waugh and Joe Sakic had some kind of fundamental disagreement, and Patrick Waugh resigned in the middle of August. So it was a very short timing. Mm. Not a lot of preparation going into that season. We started hot. Remember that? Like, we were killing it the first, like, 10 games or so, but then absolute hell after that. But, yeah, it's great news there. But God bless Patrick Waugh. He's still one of my favorite coaches, even though he wasn't that good one.
He revolutionized the early goalie pool. I love that.
That's true. That's true. Love that. People still do that.
Yeah, more coaches are doing it more and more today. So Patrick Waugh lives on there. And if we're going to the games, let's make sure we shout out WynnBET here. WynnBET is the official online sports book of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET is now active in Massachusetts and tons of other states. Be on the lookout for the WynnBET Win Hour each Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. During WynnBET Win Hour, marquee games of the week will have better odds on WynnBET, giving you a larger payout opportunity. And March Madness is here. There's so many ways to bet on the big dance. Sign up today to receive a special offer, bet $100, get $100, limited to state availability. And of course, for our DGens only, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you get $1,000 free credit. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to winbet.com or download the WynnBET app. Offer subject to change, terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older in person to state where playthrough and bets available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And the SGP guys are going to be hosting a Final Four watch party at the historic Ice House in Pasadena, California, Saturday, April 1st at 7:30 p.m. Get all the details at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse. Looking to hang out with Sean and Ryan at Stadium Swim and watch the biggest golf tournament in the world? You can win a three-night stay at Circa Las Vegas to hang with the guys. The contest is completely free to enter. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golfparty. And if you don't win the contest, you can still get a discount on a room using promo code SGP15. All right, Japan just closed out the win over the USA there. World Baseball Classic is over. You don't have to hear about baseball from me until opening day next Thursday. So you got a little bit of a break here. All right, gentlemen, you ready to get into this two-game slate on Wednesday, March 22nd?
Let's go.
All right, starting off here with the 8 o'clock game. We got the Pittsburgh Penguins at the Colorado Avalanche. Game itself is in Colorado. Avalanche are minus 165. Penguins are plus 140. Over-under is at 6.5. Overpaying off minus 105. Under's at minus 115. What do you got for your Avs here?
Oh, it's natural that this line would come down given the injuries with the Avalanche we got going on. I know the Penguins have been playing like shit, but when you lose another guy, we lost Evan Rodriguez to the concussion protocol after the last game. And or might have been the game before, I don't remember. But anyway, he's not going to be available for this one. And Makar is highly doubtful. And so are all the other injured guys. So it's once again, we're down to a skeleton crew. And yeah, good thing we got fucking Evgeny Malgin in the lineup after him scoring two goals and an assist, playing on the top line with Nathan MacKinnon. Maybe he just needs that top line minutes, and he can flourish, I guess. He's got the speed. He just doesn't always have the finishing capability or the smart decision-making. But clearly he's putting in the work, and at least he can skate with the team. He's part of the identity of the Avalanche, so we got that going for us. With Dennis Morgan, I think that this line is pretty fair. My line is minus 153 right now, and of course it is a brother battle, you could say, between MacKinnon and Crosby, given their deep friendship that you see in all the Tim Hortons commercials and whatever Canadians know. But for this game, it's tough. I think I would lean to the under 6.5. minus 115, but the Avalanche have been hot in terms of their scoring, and they've been scoring four or five goals seemingly every game these days. So yeah, we got Rantanen's piping in. MacKinnon's on a great point streak right now. So the guys are hot still, even with the damages to the crew. I would not play this game because I mean, the Avalanche are great defensively, and the Penguins are, you know what? Fuck it. Give me the over. Give me the over 6.5, -105. I talked myself into it right here because the Penguins are terrible defensively. And I think that they can get some goals going, I think, because they're getting the chances. They're just not putting them in the net. They're absolutely terrible. Like, what, a 7-game losing streak now? It's absolutely brutal for them, given the fact that they're fighting for a playoff spot. A playoff spot that Crosby has not attained since his rookie year. So he's definitely going to be motivated. So it's a tough one to call for the side, but I think I'm going to be leaning to the over. Might even bet the over. Jarry has apparently been pulled in like four of his past starts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you heard that. So it's not going well for the Penguins defense. So I think if anything, it would take the over in this game.
I don't know. The Penguins can't really score right now. They've been outscored 12-3 in their past three games, shut out by the Rangers. Yeah, over the past 10 games, they have the second best expected goals for percentage at 59.9%. But looking at who they played, a lot of that was against Ottawa, Montreal, Columbus. They killed in the shot battle. But some of these better teams didn't dominate necessarily as much, at least in shots on goal. Lost four straight, barely beat Rangers overtime, Flyers before that. Avs are playing well. Avs, like you said, playing well defensively. Won six in a row now, 7 of 8. So I'm on the Avs here, -165. I think, you know, it's Makar obviously hurts. Rodriguez is a good role player there, but I still think they're the better team, especially with how the Penguins have been playing recently in terms of results there. They just can't score, and the Avs seem to have a pretty good defensive system. So, yeah, I would also lean to the under. So I guess we're just completely at odds on this one.
For once.
Yeah, finally. All right, going down to the other game here, 10:30. We got the Arizona Coyotes at the Edmonton Oilers. Game itself is in Edmonton. Oilers are -425 on the money line. On the puck line, they're -170. Coyotes on the money line are +340. Coyotes on the puck line are +145. Over-under is at 7, both paying off -110. I bet the over so far in this one. Edmonton just went back and forth with San Jose the other night. 5-4 game, 6-4 against Seattle before that. 6-3, 7-4 a few games before that. Arizona, obviously, they could score some goals somehow with Clayton Keller and Schmaltz and Hayden up front there, and they can obviously allow goals as well. So I like the over there. Maybe look at a McDavid goal prop. But for a side, if I play anything, it'd probably be something like the Coyotes +2.5 parlayed with like over 5.5 or something dumb like that, because I can't take Edmonton. Maybe an Edmonton team total or a race to 4 or 5, but you can't trust their defense, and especially their goaltending right now.
Sure, yeah, you could see some goals being scored here. I mean, I expect it'll be Stewart's getting this one after Jack Campbell's yet another shitty performance there against the Sharks. But for this one, it's at 7. I mean, the Oilers are hot offensively, much like the Avalanche here. They have been scoring a lot of goals. It's part of that regression we talk about a lot. They were not getting the chances like about a month ago, but over the past few weeks, absolutely dialing it in, scoring these goals. Even Matthias Ekholm scoring them, seeing him charge down that left wing, that was a pretty fun goal.
With the clap bomb there.
Yeah, exactly, with his big beard flowing in the wind. So, yeah, I could see the over hitting, but it's a greasy one, but my line is -330, so I got to lean to the Coyotes here, even the back-to-back, even on the road. And then after losing to Winnipeg, it's not the easiest trip from Winnipeg to Edmonton, but I gotta lean to the Coyotes here. It's just too big of a price delay for the Oilers here, -425. So you can get +1.5 or +145. That's not too bad. Or you can do a Coyotes team total over 2.5. Let's see what that's paying as I pull up the odds. Over one. No, that's the first period. Over 2.5, +110. Coyotes team total. I like that quite a bit. I think that they could score more than the one goal they put in today. I think they can triple that and get in against the Oilers. So if you want to bet for this game, that would be what I would play at this point. Over 2.5 goals for the Coyotes at +110. But yeah, the over in general, I don't think is a bad play with any Oilers game, but especially when they're playing such a weak team as the Coyotes, even though they haven't proved that over the past couple of weeks, but most of those games are at home. So I think that there'll be more opportunities here for the Oilers, especially after playing badly. The Sharks are actually the better team in that game, but the Oilers managed to squeak out a win anyway. But I think that the Oilers will be better prepared for this one after that lackluster performance. So, yeah, I guess I'll agree with you with the over, but more specifically, the Coyotes team total over 2.5 at +110.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that's a great take there. Arizona's averaged 3.5 goals the past 10 games. Edmonton's averaged 3.5 goals against. So I like that there. I also do like I'll take the +1.5 at +145. That hit for me tonight in Winnipeg with the Coyotes.
Yeah.
As an underdog, they're 38-25.
I didn't get pegged. I got fucking cucked.
And as a favorite, Edmonton is 22-26 on the 1.5 goal line. So they play a lot of close games. So yeah, look at a team total. Look at a +2.5 is -115. May even just go for that because I could see this being closer than it needs to be. All right, we are also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy, I need to pull the ad read up, it's doing something for you here for March Madness. It is heating up for March Madness. College Pick'em is a great way to get in on the action, especially if your bracket is busted after the first weekend. Plus, Underdog Fantasy has your favorite college basketball player props. Head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use promo code SGPN for 100% deposit bonus up to $100. That's UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Consensus plays for two games, Arizona team total. That's so surprisingly, it's the only thing we agree on. I'm looking up some odds here. We're going to go over some. I guess let's start with some of these novelty Stanley Cup, I think, up odds ones. First one we talked about was Stanley Cup champion, nation of winning team. USA is -600. Canada is +400. What's your take on this one?
Why, this is the definition of a bridge jumper bet. You're basically just betting against the Leafs. So you're saying that the Oilers are a good shout too. So the Leafs and the Oilers, we'll put them in together. Do you have the Stanley Cup odds up as well?
Actually
figure this out mathematically.
Yeah, Leafs I see +900 and Oilers at +1300.
Yeah, so I think -600 is a good bet against that, even though the Oilers are in a dominant position in the West, and the Leafs are, well, they're not playing so hot lately, but they do have a team more suited for the playoffs, so that's a chance there. But they're going against such a tough division, tough conference, with especially the Rangers now playing as well as they are. They got the Hurricanes to get by, even if the Rangers fall, and the Devils, too, are fucking fast. And then, of course, you got the Bruins ahead of them. Even assuming they beat the Lightning, which looking like it's more and more likely after the Lightning lost again to the Canadiens tonight. The Leafs definitely should be big favorites against Tampa at this point. The Lightning are running out of time in terms of turning their late season around and getting ready for the playoffs. So that's a concern, but for the Leafs, that's good. But after that, they got to go through two rounds just to get to the final, and then you got to play. You know, it's going to be maybe a more rested Western team if a Western team gets hot and cruises through some weaker competition. So yeah, -600 for the U.S. I think is a good bet there. The Jets are likely to get in too, but I don't see them. The way that they're playing lately, doing
doing work. So fuck, man, -600 I think is a good bet. There's a very likely chance that it's going to be two American teams in the final, especially with the Avalanche heating up too, and Landeskog skating again. So it's looking more encouraging for him to be ready for the playoffs, in addition to Eric Johnson, who's looking good as well. So -600 for the Americans would be my lock.
Oh, yeah, I found it at -590, a different book here. So 10 more cents. Even better. I agree with you completely. This is just fading the Leafs and the Oilers and the Jets and the Flames if they somehow make it. But it should be Boston Avs. They're the favorites for a reason. Another one here. Let's go to closer one here. Big five against the field. Boston, Carolina, Colorado, Toronto, or Tampa against the field. You got a -111 versus -115. So I guess it's...
Say it again.
Boston, Colorado, Carolina, Toronto, and Tampa against the field. Basically a pick 'em. So you have Vegas, Dallas, Edmonton, Devils, Wild, Rangers, Kings, Panthers, if you want to throw them in there. That's interesting.
That's a tough one. I would have to think about that, but instinct would tell me take the other teams. The other bunch are just unproven. I know you mentioned the first bunch there. They're the elite, the favorites, and they got playoff experience and all that. So, yeah, I would take that side for sure. Now over the field there, given the inexperience of those teams. I mean, like even teams that I was high on all year, like the Devils, I don't think that they're going to be a smart bet in the playoffs per se. We'll have to look at the odds and whatnot, but I don't think that they're winning the cup per se. So, yeah, I would say definitely the favorites. I would take them over the field, especially given the fact, even considering the fact that the hockey is kind of random in the playoffs. But at the end of the day, a lot of it does depend on experience and showing that you can get it done. So yeah, give me the Bruins and Co.
Yeah, I think I agree with you there. My one hesitation is I'm believing less and less in the Hurricanes just without Svechnikov. I don't think know if they have enough scoring or enough goaltending. And then looking at it, it's the Atlantic Big Three. You're probably only going to get one of them out of that, and you need the Avs then out of the West. But yeah, you can't bet on the field when the field is headlined by Vegas, Dallas, Devils, and the Wild. Like you just can't do that.
So there's the Atlantic three teams, the Hurricanes and the Avalanche.
Yep.
So yeah, there's a very good chance that you're going to get the Eastern Conference finalists out of that. And in that case, I guarantee you they will be favored big time against whatever team comes out of the West. So at worst comes to worst, you can hedge there. And then it could be Colorado, in which case you're golden. So yeah, in my opinion, I think that that is the correct side there.
Yeah, it's not a bad bet actually at -111. The max is to win 1,000 on that. So for any high rollers out there. Original six teams against the field. So you got Boston, Toronto, the Rangers against the field. Them three at +196 or the field at -260.
Rangers, Boston, Leafs. Yeah, it's a similar bet, I guess. You're just back in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
Do you have odds on Eastern Conference versus Western Conference? That'd be more interesting.
That is somewhere. Winning conference, East -162, West +136.
Yeah, so
I see if West you don't like plus the Avalanche, 145 at the other book.
If you don't like the Avalanche to win the West, you can take that bet, because I guarantee you whatever other team shows up in the West will not be show short of odds, unless like the Devils or the Islanders make a miracle run, Penguins maybe. But most likely it'll be one of those big favorites in the East getting in there, and then you can take the West if you want the West there. But if you want the East, I would suggest taking that now. I think that the better play would be to take those teams, unless like the East is going to be a war. So there could be some significant injuries Whereas the West, I think it could be a little more peaceful, you know, like the left coast. We like a little bit more peace and tolerance out here. So we could see a few fewer injuries. But seriously, though, I think that the better bet there would be taking the Eastern Conference and then the original six teams.
So take the Eastern Conference at 160 minus 162 or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's a decent bet. Yeah, it's definitely better than the original six one.
Original six, though, is a plus 196. It's just discounting Tampa Bay is not Rangers, in there. Rangers,
Bruins, Leafs.
It's the Rangers, Bruins, Leafs. So it might not be enough.
Yeah, but I still believe in the Hurricanes. I know the Sveshnikov thing is a big deal, but I think that they can muster enough to get it done. And I just shat on Tampa a little bit, but they can still figure things out, man. Like that, this is a proven bunch, winning coach, excellent coach, elite coach, and of course they got the best goalie in the world when it comes to the playoffs. So yeah, the Tampa's a big factor there. If they beat the Leafs, I wouldn't be surprised at all. But yeah, plus 196, maybe talk me into that. That's a lot better than minus 162. So you got to find if you want to do the math, you'd have to figure out the difference between the minus 162 and plus 196 and figure out if those missing teams are worth paying that extra juice.
Yeah.
We're doing this off the fly. So, in my opinion, I still would go with the whole Eastern Conference, just because even the worst Eastern teams are almost on par with the best Western teams, in my opinion. Like the Islanders, they're in form.
Especially if the Avs get upset or have more injuries.
And look at the Panthers lately too. They've been winning a bunch of games, if they restore last year's form, Matthew Tkachuk is having he's a top five player this season, I would say. And if they get Nathan Duclair back, if they just get some decent goaltending. Power play was absolute shit last year in the playoffs. If that gets going for the first few rounds, I think that the Panthers could be dangerous. So yeah, I still would go with the minus 162 because most of those teams would be favored over the most of the Western teams. So that's just what I'm looking at for that bet.
Yeah, you want a winning division here? Let me I got odds up at two different sites. Let me get the better one. Metropolitan is plus 270, Atlantic plus 180, Pacific plus 425, and the Central plus 350. Central is what? Avs. I don't think anyone who realistically in the West right now can actually win the cup. Avs and Oilers.
Well, the way that the Wild are playing, I think that they can do it, especially when they get Kaprizov back, Ryan Reeves scoring a million fucking goals. The Stars tied up. Oh, I'm going to be sweating another overtime here. the Central is I would rule that out. Just what are the odds for the Central again?
Plus 350.
We should have wrote this all down.
Yeah.
Plus 350. Because the Avs are what, like 650, seven?
I have that somewhere. 700, yeah. Yeah.
So you're paying
if you like the Central.
Or take the Avs and the Wild, because I don't think that the other teams are winning. I mean, I know I said I like the Jets earlier, but I've lost faith in them. I've lost faith in them, especially when Hellebuck's not playing well. I think that the but that's the thing. I wouldn't bet on the Avs, so I just rule out the Central entirely. Maybe the Wild.
More interesting. Would you rather have the Atlantic at plus 180 or the Metropolitan at plus 270? Definitely Atlantic, right? It's just a matter of if that price would even be worth it, and not just picking the one team you like.
Here's what I think about that. If the Atlantic win, then you'll have the Bruins significantly favored over the Metropolitan Division in the Eastern Conference Finals. So if you like the Bruins, then yeah, that's where I would lean. But otherwise, it's going to be more or less a pick 'em, I think, with the Rangers, Hurricanes, Devils. So it just comes down to your opinion on the on the Bruins, I guess, if they can get it done. So yeah, it's a tough question, but I think that it just depends on what you're looking at. I mean, right now the Bruins are significantly favored, as you know, for a good reason. They're the best team in the NHL. So it makes sense that they're the Atlantic are favored. But at the end of the day, if I think that you're better off just betting the Bruins, I think. I mean, even at their, what are they, plus 450, plus 500?
Yeah.
So here's what I would do. If you don't like the Bruins, then you bet the Metro. That's what I would say. If you don't like the Bruins to come through their first-round opponent and the Leafs or Lightning in the second round, then I would bet the Metro. Because they'll be, at worst, like a pick-em-ish against whatever team that comes out of there. So, unless, of course, this fucking, unless some, like, strange appearance from the Panthers appears. No, not the Panthers. I guess it would be the Panthers, too, if they're in wild card spot. Like, that's the seventh position. Could be the Panthers. Then, of course, they would be underdogs, too, like the Leafs or the Lightning. So, yeah, it's all up in the air. But if it comes down to it, I would take the Metro. And there's the Stars win.
Oh,
overtime.
Fantastic.
Yeah. You had the Stars?
No, I had the Kraken.
Oh, fuck.
Right? Kraken
double
lost.
Blow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. Flames went up 3-0, so at least they're killing the Ducks.
I did not bet that.
Burn them up.
After last night, but happy about that. They needed something. I found a real bridge jumper bet here. You got the Sabres, Wild, and Wings against the field. So basically, the field against the Wild for -6,000. The max bet is $50,000 to win $833.
Sabres, Wild, and which other
teams? The Wings. It's the Buffalo Wild Wings special thing that the sports
book. To win the cup?
Yeah, one of them to win the cup at plus 1,400 or the field at minus 6,000.
Okay, well, that's a massive bridge jumper bet. Yeah, give me the field. I mean, the Wild are actually kind of scary the way that they're playing lately. So it's
yeah, without Kaprizov, they're winning. It has been impressive.
No doubt. And Gustafsson's been amazing. But, of course, I don't think he's played a playoff game before. So that's always a new adventure, given a rookie goalie. No, he's not a rookie, but a rookie in terms of the playoffs. And apparently the Kraken Stars game is still going on.
Wait, Kraken just scored.
Did they?
I got
let's go. Oh, yeah, there it is. My let's fucking go. 365 said the Stars scored. Let's fucking go. All right. Use this fucking site.
No, Twitter is saying Dallas scored. So who the fuck knows? Oh, no. Well, the Kraken just tweeted. The official team account just tweeted that they won.
All right. We'll trust Seattle scumbags.
Yeah.
Over this useless British wedding website. My bad for mentioning any other site other than WinBet, the best sportsbook in the world. Anyway, let's go Kraken.
Needed
that. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. The Wild. Okay. The Wild are actually, I would say that they're a decent long shot. I would look at that over the bridge jumper bet at 96,000. I mean, you'd have to do the math with their Stanley Cup odds against like a yes or no. What would the fair, the non-vig line be?
They're at 21-1 is what I can find.
Yeah. So a fair vig, not like that'd be -2,100. So
yeah. So it's not -6,000.
You're paying for a ton of juice there to bet the no.
Yeah.
So it's really just the Wild versus the field, and I'm not doing that. And in fact, I would, you know, I wouldn't hate a sprinkle on the Wild. I'm not betting them. Fuck those scumbags. No, I will go down with a ship. but as an objective better, then I think that there is a little bit of value, at least to win the West. But that's probably like 9-10-1. So that's what I would look at for the Wild, rather than laying -6,000 for them not to win the cup. I got enough emotional stake on them not winning. I would fucking jump off a bridge if they did win the cup, regardless of money.
Yeah, that's a good point about Western teams, especially the long shots. If you like them, probably just bet them to win the West, because they're going to be underdogs in the cup anyway, I would imagine, and it'd be tougher to hedge then if you're into that type of thing. That was that was all the Stanley Cup novelties I had there. I'm not sure if you want to touch on any other teams in particular before we wrap it up here.
I've got nothing else. Looking forward to a nice peaceful day tomorrow. Just a couple games on. Get to watch McKinnon and Crosby go to war. But I'm all out.
All right. Yeah, we'll be back for a big 12 games late on Thursday with the whole gang on recording on Wednesday evening or night there. So keep an eye out for that. Make sure you are subscribed to the Hockey Gambling Podcast feed and turn on auto downloads and leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple and a 5-star rating on Spotify. And of course, we're on Twitter at HockeySGPN. The new intern has been popping off, put some clips in there today. So check that out. Follow us there. And get in the Discord, sg.pn/Discord. Got a real support system in there. Everyone throwing out bets, throwing out betting tips, all sorts of good conversation there. So get in there. And I am Ryan Gilbert. You can follow me on Twitter at rgilbertsop.
I'm Joel Meyer, and you will not find me quoting other gambling sites because turns out they're often wrong.
When that's the best.